My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
But can we just spend, I'd love to, I don't know about you, can we spend a few minutes on that Team USA basketball game?
It was a fun one.
Ooh-wee.
We had the bullpen out there. There was yelling. There was finger pointing. There was people trying to accuse other people of being un-American. All this in a semifinal. Yeah. I wonder what happens on Saturday at 12:30 when you've got the big one against France, the host nation, with the gold on the line.
Well, we also had Draymond all over Twitter taking yet more, another round of veiled shots at Steve Kerr for his rotations. That has become the big, ugly word for Steve Kerr, rotations. Can we talk about that for just 1 second?
Yeah.
What's up with Steve Kerr and rotations? Why does that tick everybody off so much?
Because he played Joel Embiid too much, and Joel Embiid was not looking good for the parts of the game I saw, second quarter, third right. quarter. He was terrible, and with about 6.5 minutes yeah. to go.
And he saved the butt.
Well, about 6.5 minutes to go, we're out there watching the game, and director of sports goes, oh, here comes Embiid. There's a great idea. And then Embiid comes in with a couple of big buckets. And, well, he did have one where he gets the ball top of the circle and he tries to go dribble drive and it's dribble, dribble, knee out of bounds. And it's like, come on, Embiid. He is a little bit of a maddening player. And the second team that he went to late in the third, early in the fourth, it's like, man, this team's not very good. And yet they're all stars.
I think that's funny to me.
Like when things don't go well, it's a buzzword for Steve Kerr.
Exactly.
Rotations.
Like think about what we're talking about here. This is Team USA. Has anyone ever in the history of ever in the sport of basketball turned on the TV and gone, I can't believe they're going with Joel Embiid? You mean like last year's MVP? I mean, there's not like a wrong answer here. These are the superstars of the sport. But again, you know, guys can have off nights, good nights, whatever. Steph Curry found a heater. He was amazing. LeBron made big buckets down the stretch. But to me, it's more about history. Like, there's something there. There's something there about Steve Kerr that whenever it doesn't go well on a floor, it's rotations.
Well, Draymond Green is leading the charge.
I know.
So that,
which is interesting.
Well, it's beyond interesting. It's almost insubordinate, although he's not on that team.
I mean,
yet, you know, you've got one of your players openly criticizing you in your side job. It's not necessarily a great look. Draymond has every right to be as opinionated as he needs to be, and some of his opinions were probably spot on as far as rotations and this and that. But if I'm Steve Kerr, and I know he's not on Twitter, but I'm sure word gets back to him, that's going to be, I'd probably be a little annoyed by that.
I hear you, except for, I mean, I got talked out of that 2 weeks ago. I remember when I came in pretty bothered that Draymond went on, and who was the player? He went on somebody's podcast and was talking about who?
Jeff Teague,
thank you. He goes on Teague's podcast, and he's like, the Warriors, we were about to make a trade, and I told them that's a bad trade. And so they didn't do it. And I'm like, dude, Mike Dunleavy's not your intern. And if I were Mike Dunleavy, that would really upset me. And we all talked about it, and Ramona came on, and everybody sort of finally made their point to me, which I agreed with, which is, if you're the Golden State Warriors brass, by now, Draymond can't get to you. You're so used to it. You're so numb to the fact that he's going to say it. He's going to say it loud and in the wrong space and at the wrong time all the time that it doesn't get to you. Steve Kerr, how many years ago was it that we read his lips? I'm so bleeping sick of Draymond. How many years ago was
that? Probably 5 years.
Seven?
At least one title ago. No doubt.
Right. He doesn't care. But you're right. It doesn't make it sort of any less stunning. And today, him tweeting about it is definitely a notch below what he did on his podcast last week, where he openly criticized the entire Team USA staff for not only benching Jason Tatum, but then accusing them of trying to make it look okay by benching Joel Embiid in the next game. I don't know. It just, that's what caught my attention. Best players in the world. And if somebody has an off night, Steve Kerr, rotations.
Right.
Idiot. What is it? What is it? Can he win?
I'd say it's the collection of talent. Specifically on the Team USA team. You have so many good players. You can't blame the players. You got to blame the coach.
You can't blame the players? You can't?
You're saying it tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. But I mean, like, I ask because it sounds very similar to the way we all talk here in the Bay Area after any given Warrior game. Again, I made that point all year, as if he is supposed to constantly know who's going to be hot and who's going to be cold before a game even starts. So Joel Embiid is the starting center for Team USA. He's supposed to just yank him? He's supposed to just go a completely different direction? I don't know. It just, and by the way, I'm not saying he's always right by any stretch, right? Every coach, every person, everybody, we're all wrong all the time. But it's everybody's go-to, seemingly. Every time. Steve Kerr's coaching a game and it's not going well. Rotations.
Yeah, forget the fact that outside of Steph Curry, they were having a hard time scoring the basketball for large stretches of that game, but rotation. You know, LeBron James is out there begging for calls, and you've got Anthony Davis not doing much of anything, and yeah, you can look at the rotations, because that's the easy way to point the finger, and that's just always been kind of a buzzword for Steve Kerr from his time here, where, like you said, you never know who's going to be playing well. You try to go with your set rotation going in, and it may work out and it may not work out. And certainly with Team USA, when you've got all these stars across the board, it's got to be even more difficult to try to figure out who to play and how much to play them.
So what's the overall takeaway, though? Like, I had, you know, we were playing around with this a few weeks ago. I told you I thought that they're not going to win gold. So when I saw the way that this was unfolding today, it didn't, like, blow me away. It didn't surprise me. But I think that moments like this are when you find out how much you actually care about this. So third quarter, they're still down. They start to
double
run.
Double digits.
Yep. They start to make a little bit of a run. It's in that moment that you find out, each of you as an individual, you find out how much you really cared about this. So how did you react?
I mean, I reacted to where I cared, and I was watching it, and we were locked in on it, and, you know, other sports are kind of happening around it or not happening, but all eyes were on that game. And I was thinking about the whole notion of spoiler alert, but this game felt to me to be so big that if you really care about it, you're either watching it or following it, you're going to be aware of it. If you don't care that much about it, that's okay. It's your choice.
Sure.
It's
sure.
The semifinal of the Olympics, and there's Olympics going on all around us. And if you really care about it and you know that it's happening in that moment, you're going to find a way to watch it live or at least follow it live if you can. So this game, because it's Serbia, because it's the Joker, and they have other NBA players that they're facing, it felt like it was going to be a good game. And then when you know, I got to work early third and you realize that they're down 8, they're down 11, they're down 13, and Serbia looks good and the U.S. looks bad, then you start to lock in even more. Now, if it was like the game against Brazil, where it was really never in doubt,
sure,
let's see how Gui Santos can do, and let's see if the U.S. can win by 30.
Well, I mean,
that wasn't the same experience as today.
Right. I'm actually kind of thankful for it. Not because by any stretch I'm rooting for my prediction to be right. I'm very much rooting for it to be wrong. But I'm thankful for this because I do think that at times, Team USA, once the dream team started, you know, the first time it came around, it was such a novelty and it was just such an overwhelming emotional thing to see the likes of Jordan and Magic and Barkley and Bird all play together. That was just, that was amazing. But then in subsequent years, for a while before the rest of the world caught up, it became very boring. It very much felt like an exhibition. It felt like the Globetrotters were on tour. And you know, you'd have players from other countries get beat by 48 points and then sit around and wait for autographs and take pictures and all of that. And I was like, after a while, that kind of just became a yawn to me. I like the fact that they got challenged and won. I love that. I hope they get challenged again in the gold medal game and win. Like, I think that, like, this was a memorable Team USA basketball experience. And if you go through the last, like, every 4 years when this happens, we don't always get those. You don't always get a memorable experience. You might get a gold medal and a bunch of 20-something point victories, but this one, you know, this is one that I think I'll remember. So that's a good thing.
It's great. It was very memorable because they were down double digits and it looked like they were in real trouble. And the last time that they didn't win the gold is going back to 2004. They took the bronze. And going into this year, the USA in the Olympics, 144-6. A total of 6 defeats. Included in that is 1972, where they got absolutely robbed by not only the officials, but by the Olympic officials as well. So you can count that one if you want. It's a loss. A loss is a loss, whatever. But you don't have that many losses even in their career. When they won bronze in 2004, they went 5-3 during those Olympics. So that was a time where, you know, you started to feel like you were reaching a low point. And since then, Team USA has taken it much more seriously. But I was just looking at it because I saw a stat earlier about how many NBA players there are in the Olympics this year. And the number that I'm seeing is 81. There are 81 Olympians playing in the basketball tournament.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Man, I tell you what, something else that caught my eye with all this. I wonder what you think about this. This might be a poor comparison, but I'd still like to try to make it because this is sort of like caught my attention. So I think especially those of us in the Bay Area, we are one of the markets that follows a team that has a bona fide NBA one, but we dabble with the idea that he is past his prime and that his ability to still be an NBA one is over. LA is another one of those markets because LeBron James, for all his splendor, is also seemingly in the play-in tournament every year. So we've all decided that Steph and LeBron can no longer hang with the likes of Jokic and Embiid and Anthony Edwards. It has caught my attention that this group, for whatever reason, this group has come together. And when the chips are down, who do they look to?
Steph and LeBron, yeah.
LeBron and one more.
It's Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, no doubt.
So could I argue, or is that unfair to say that in basketball circles, I know there's teammates and coaches, and so there's a lot that goes into this parenthetically, But those three are still the dudes.
Yeah, still the dudes.
Those are still the dudes.
Without a doubt. And that's where you look at today's game, and Steph played 33 minutes of a possible 40, and he had a plus minus of 20, and he wound up being the guy who carried him. And LeBron played 32 minutes, and Kevin Durant, who came off the bench, he played 24 minutes. Steph was 12 of 19. Monster game.
But who'd they give the ball to? They're up by one, or they're up by, maybe they're up by three, whatever it was, 30 seconds left to go. It's like you need a bucket to make sure this one gets put away. What'd they do? Kevin, ISO.
Exactly.
All net.
And before that, it was LeBron, dribble drive, get to the cup. He hit two monster reverse layups late. And Steph was the guy early on that helped to keep this thing close. He was hitting, I think he had seven threes in the first half.
Yeah,
and
20 in the first.
He was the only reason why this thing didn't turn into an Ottoman game for the Serbs. That, and the Serbs are known for their Ottomans.
Does this surprise you a little bit?
No, not at all.
It doesn't.
I'm looking at the breakdown of NBA players by country. The U.S. has 12. Canada has 11. Spain has 7. Brazil has 6. Australia has 11. Serbia has 5. So as you go through, every country now is replete with NBA players.
Absolutely.
So the gap has really narrowed.
That's not the surprise I'm asking about. Are you surprised that Team USA, the straws that are stirring the drink, are Steph, LeBron, and KD?
No.
Not Anthony Edwards.
No.
Not Jason Tatum.
No, he's not ready.
Not Embiid.
No.
I mean, MVP two seasons ago. Like, when you look at that, what this whole, oh, they're too old. They're too old. Are they? They're still running the show.
Right. This is a small sample size tournament.
I understand
that. Embiid wins the MVP over the course of 82. And when you get down to nut crunching time in a game to get to the gold medal round, you turn to your veterans. You turn to a guy who has already won multiple gold medals in Kevin Durant. You turn to the greatest to ever do it, LeBron James. You turn to Steph Curry. Anthony Edwards in 2028, he's going to be the face of the Olympic team. And Jason Tatum. And you can look to Bam Adebayo and the other youngsters. Yeah. Their time will come to be the dudes. But right now, you turn to the OGs, Mark, when you need it.
I'm with you. I just look at it and I go, if we had asked this question before the tournament started, I don't think those would have been people's answers. Anthony Davis barely plays. Anthony Edwards has some nice games. In this one, he had 2 points.
Right.
Devin Booker's on a milk carton. Even though he starts... Like, these are the guys that I'm being told, well, you're not going to beat them in the NBA season anymore. And yes, it's not a perfect comparison, but it has caught my attention that when the chips are down, the NBA still looks to those three guys.
Yes, because they've done it. LeBron's won 3 titles, if I'm not mistaken. He's won 4 titles.
Yep, 4.
Including a 4-ish, yeah, whatever. Ish, I don't want to get into that.
3 3/4.
Curry's got 4, and Durant's got 2. So there's your 10 chips right there in your finishing lineup. And Drew Holiday's got a couple. And so you've got guys who've been through it in the deepest of the deep water, and they may not be as bouncy as Edwards or as young as Jason Tatum, but they're guys who get in that spot and they realize what it takes to still win that game.
It's impressive, man. Yep.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.